Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling customer service. This is Brandon. Give you a call back. Can I get your zip code to pull up your account?
One lady answered me about five, not quite 10 minutes ago, and we got cut off, so that's why I let you know that I called back. I don't think she got any information from me except my zip code, and it is 97129.
Okay, 97129.
Yes.
Hey, can I get your first name and your last name?
My first name is Jerry, Geri Parker.
Do you have an account with us?
No, I don't.
Hey, what can I do for you?
I don't know. I think I seen it on TV or something. But anyway, I ordered the where you buy the keto diet and then the cleanse. One was for $4.97 and one was for $5.97. And I placed an order and got those in the mail. The end of December I ordered it and I received it. Well, yeah, I received it about the 5th or 6th, somewhere in there of January. And I had that for until, I think it was, when did I say? I wrote notes here. Anyway, I didn't, that's all I got. And after trying the diet pills for 2.5 weeks, they didn't work, so I quit taking them. And the cleanse, was pretty bad on me, and I threw that away after about 3 days. And that's all I expected. And then come the 1st of March, I think it was, I received, a bag in the mail, and I thought, what is this? So I called and talked to the shipping people because that's the only phone number I had. And she tried to tell me that I had signed up for a subscription to get it every month. And I said, no, I didn't. I says, I looked on the internet and it says that this is not a subscription, but they tell you it is and they bill you. And so I called my bank and I got a stop order on it. And they told me that you folks billed me as of, I got my bank statement here, on January 5th, you charged me $94.97 for a bottle, and I never received a bottle. And then February, 2 days, February 7th, at two different times, you sent me the cleanse and you sent me the diet again. One was for $89.97, and the diet was for $99.94, and I never received those. From the 1st of March, about the 5th to the 10th, somewhere in there, I, what happened then? I got another bag, and it was, oh no, I called the bank, and I asked them to check out the February two deductions and the January deduction, and I hadn't gotten any packages in the mail at that time. So on the 1st of March, I called my bank and I asked them to look and see if I was charged for March. And they said yes. And it was for another 90, I think it was 99.94. And it was around March, between the 5th and the 10th, I got that deducted out of my checking account. And so now I've only got two bags here, and they came in March. And so you guys had billed me, deducted from my January account and two times on my February account and one time on my March statement. And I've got two bags sitting here now. I don't know if I am getting another one or in the mail or not, but that's four times you folks have charged me for nothing I've gotten in the mail until I called on the first one and said, I didn't order this and I didn't sign up for a subscription, and then my phone went dead. So at that time, I checked with my bank and I got another package in the mail. So I've got two packages and I don't know more coming, but I told the lady that I wanted this stopped and I wanted a refund. And so right now I'm asking for four refunds, and I can return these to you if you give me the correct address. She said, the lady at the shipping department said, they do not take the returns. They have to go through the main office, and I couldn't get a phone number out of her until I got my bank statements that have this phone number that I'm calling you on. I've got this number that I called you on. I've got 991-2671 and then a 991-2432, and they have a reference number, and it says...
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Can I get you to verify your shipping address?
3131 Southwest Marigold Street, apartment 108, Portland,
Oregon. Okay, I see that you did the wonderful keto and detox on the 21st of December. Your charges in January and February was the end of trial charge. It wasn't for a new shipment. There was a full price for the first product that you received in December. If you didn't call and cancel your subscription, you got billed at full price. So those two charges wasn't for a new shipment. The next two charges in February the 7th and March the 8th was for new shipments. All of those shipments have been delivered, ma'am.
Okay, then I've only got two sitting here. So I don't know where the other shipments are.
Well, you only were supposed to get two, ma'am.
Well, why am I charged four times on my...
Two is the end of trial charge. That wasn't for a new shipment. That was the full price for the ones that you ordered in December. The $5.97 and $4.97, you paid the full price for it.
I've got... On January 5th, you only took out one for $94.97, and in February 7th, you took out two prices.
That's the end of trial, ma'am. That's not for a new shipment.
Okay, that's fine. I want a refund of all of this. I understand that other people...
Well, ma'am, those charges on the account are valid and final, and they can't be reversed, and your account was canceled on the 10th of March. Now, you stated...
I want, then, if I have to pay for the damn two that you charged me, the cleanse and the keto diet, there's two payments out of February. And then there's one payment for the keto diet pills in January. So you guys have gotten my billing all screwed up. And I'm sure you have many other people.
No, ma'am, we haven't.
Can I talk to a manager or somebody that's in charge of all this? Because I know you're getting a lot of phone calls because I looked on the internet, and the internet has said that you guys...
Okay, ma'am, everyone here follows the same protocol. They will tell you the same exact thing I'm telling you now. Your two charges aren't for a new shipment, ma'am. They aren't
what?
For a new shipment. It's the full price. It's
the
full price for the ones in December, ma'am. You wasn't. It's the full price for.
Which one was it? I got charged in
December. $94.97 and $89.97 is for a new. It's for the full price. It's not for a new shipment.
Okay, then you charged me for $2.07 for a new a new
Yes,
product.
ma'am. A shipment is being delivered.
I'm okay. You owe me two prices.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, you do. You sent me, it says according to my bank statement, you have sent me four bottles.
No, ma'am, we haven't.
Yes, you have. You got me charged here in January 5th for one charge. And
Ma'am, that's not for a new shipment, ma'am. I'm trying to
I
explain the charges and you're not
you're
letting
not
me.
understanding me.
Okay, ma'am, you're not letting me explain your charges.
You charged me four times. I could send you my statements in the mail proving that you've taken it out.
Well, ma'am, you're not letting me explain the charges,
I
ma'am.
want to talk to somebody that I can so I can send proof of my payments that have been taken out of my checking account. I want to send copies of my account statement to your boss or to whoever is in charge of this crap. Has screwed people up and down the street
Okay, ma'am,
by
I'm perfectly able of assisting you. I'm trying to explain your charges, but you're not letting me.
you already have, and I understand the charges. One, two charges are for the two bottles I ordered in December,
Ninety-four, ninety-seven, and 89.97.
and at that time it said we would only pay a $4.97 and a $5.97,
For
and it
14
didn't say
days.
it didn't say nothing about that,
Yes, ma'am. It
because
states in the terms and
I would
conditions.
have never have done that if that was the case. Being almost $100 a bottle, you've got to be kidding. That stuff is like flour in a capsule for us, and I want to be refunded too. And I want to send copies of my statements to prove that I've been charged two times. So will you get me to talk to? I need to talk to a boss or something.
Okay, hold one second, ma'am.
A manager, supervisor, whatever.
Okay, please stay on the line. Hold one second.
You guys got answers for everything.